Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this August 17th, 2023. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 3:30, we're going to welcome in our friend Jackie Carantini. She's going to be talking to us from UW-Madison about purpose and organization. Right now in studio, we have Lisa and Jillian from Visit Rome. Thank you both so much for being here today. Appreciate the time. We want to send a special shout-out to Nakusaport Edward State Bank for sponsoring this segment. Appreciate our friends over there. How have you both been?
Busy. But good, definitely.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine. Yeah. Lisa, how you doing?
Yeah, doing very good.
Good.
Enjoying the end of summer here, those dog days of summer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And we are going to go out summer with a bang. We've got so much fun stuff. I was previewing and looking ahead and everything. We got a lot to talk about. Let's dive right into it. Kicks off to today.
Yeah, so from 6 to 9 p.m. tonight, there will be live music at Greenfire Barbecue at Sand Valley. It's their newest kind of restaurant.
Yeah, very casual. Yeah.
They actually have performances every Monday and Thursday. So Rome is pretty much the hot spot for live music. Mm-hmm. This is no exception to that.
Yeah.
So we encourage you to come on out to Sand Valley and enjoy.
You've got that going on. You also have some other live music going on today.
Yeah, so this time from 5 to 8 p.m. at Lake Arrowhead, they have Tunes on the Turn. Once again, live local artists every Thursday. Big crowd.
Yeah.
Definitely draws in a lot of people, which is a good thing.
One of the go-tos for anybody in this area is live music.
Yeah.
It just seems like people always show up for that. Yeah, you doesn't matter where you're putting it on, who's performing, people show up for live music. They just love it. And when you've got great bands like these couple of acts, and it's a fun time. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a blast.
Especially outdoors.
Yes.
And it's been the greatest summer season.
It really
beautiful evenings.
I'm glad you said that, Lisa, because it has seemed like that to me. Like, I've taken a lot of music this summer, and it feels like it just every day has been a every time there's been music, it's a nice day. It's a good atmosphere. Mm-hmm. We've got more good stuff coming up on Friday and every Friday going forward for a little while here.
Yeah, just for a little while. We have the Rome Farmers Market from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the Rome Town Center Square Business Park. A lot of names, still same place.
Yeah.
Join us once again for live music, food vendors, crafts, produce, and just a lot of great local goodies.
Mm-hmm. Today in Rapids, this morning, we had the Wisconsin Rapids Farmers Market going on. If you're familiar with that, some of those same vendors are at the Rome Farmers Market. Mm-hmm. So get a little of that. You also get some new vendors, some different vendors that you might not get everywhere else.
Yeah.
Anytime there's a farmers market, I don't care where it's going on, check it out. You're going to find things that you like. You're also going to be supporting our local vendors, our local ag industry. And that's always a good thing. A draft on-road bike ride coming up this Friday.
Yeah, 6 to 8 p.m. It'll be a casual 12 to 15-mile bike ride, so no Tour de France here.
Yeah.
meet at the Rome Town Center gazebo at 6, and we will depart from there.
Yeah, can people find out more about this as far as any like if you need to register or anything like that for this one?
You do not need to register ahead of time. I would suggest either looking at our website, visitromewi.com, or if you are one of the Facebook people, mm-hmm. check out Draft, D-R-A-F-T, Discover Rome Area Family Trails, mm-hmm. and they often have a little more info when it comes to these rides.
That's where I found the info.
Well, okay.
Nicely done, Jillian. Because when I was looking into it, I know how many of our enthusiasts and bike enthusiasts we've got in this area, and it looked new to me. I hadn't seen this before, so looking into it a little bit more. I think that if it isn't already popular, it will be as the time goes on, because mm-hmm. people love events like this. Just got to get it out there. Just got to let them know. It's going to be a fun one. Another great event going on this weekend, and one of my favorite events going on this weekend, I should journalistically mention, Camelot Frollies. Frolics. I'm sorry, Frolics. I turned it into something it wasn't. Camelot Frolics is a great, I'll fix it in the editing. This is a big event. This is fun one that's been going on for a long time, Lisa.
Yeah, it's a huge annual summer celebration at Lake Camelot. Starting off on Friday with live music from 7:30 to 11. Saturday, just loaded with activities, including a bass fishing tournament, horseshoes, volleyball, cornhole tournaments, kids games. There'll be craft. There's going to be a craft corner, a silent auction. The Shermerlot Ski Show will be there at 4:30. That will be in lieu of their show on Lake Arrowhead, so they will be at Lake Camelot this Saturday at 4:30. And of course, food, live music, and then ending the night with fireworks at dusk.
I don't know if it was called this when I was a kid and we went to it. It may have been it just kind of building, or I'm not sure. But I do remember taking this event in as a kid. And as a young kid that wanted to be an actor and all these things, like, I was blown away by this. It was such a fun time. And the area itself is so good at promoting and having events like this. I'm biased. I learned to swim in Lake Camelot. I learned to drive a boat in that lake. I love that area so much. But this, to me, encompasses and really brings out the vibe, the wonderful essence of that area. It's a fun event. Check it out, everybody. Again, starts at 7:30 and goes on all weekend. Friday and Saturday, I should say, throughout the weekend, the Camelot Frolics. More live music coming up. Our live music, I'm sorry, today on this Friday from 7:30 to 11 is that a part of the Camelot Frolics? Yeah, so that's a fun time. Yeah. Gotta enjoy that. Saturday is where I wanted to go. For Saturday, the bass fishing tournament, wanted to make sure that people knew that goes from 6 to 11 this weekend. That is going to be fun, and again, fireworks at dusk, just a great event. Let me see. Where are we going next? We got, the water ski show. Is that part of things this week? No, Saturday, August 26th. That's coming up.
Yeah, it is. So, I mean, there is a water ski show on that 19th. Yeah, a little confusing.
That's on me. I just wanted to promote that event so much that I got stuck on the event. But we do have another separate water ski show tournament coming up on August 26th. Or not tournament, show.
Yes, the show, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m., this time at the Lake Arrowhead Dam. Just watch our Shermerlot water ski team perform. They always put on a really good performance.
It usually happens around this time of year. Is this their final performance of the year? I think it might be, or it's one of the last for sure.
Yeah. I'm not entirely sure either. I'm going to say this is last or second to last.
Either way, you're not going to have many more opportunities to take in these incredibly talented people and see in a great show like this. I love water ski shows. So this is one of those kind of fun events that we get to do. It's great to have the water ski show tournament in town and having that event, but this is an opportunity to focus just on our local team and really give them some love, some appreciation.
Yeah.
Saturday, August 26th, more great live music.
Yeah, so at Hoozle's at the Lakes, they will have dueling pianos from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m.
It's a fun one. Yes. Have you guys ever seen dueling pianos?
I have.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Fun. It really is dueling pianos. Mm-hmm. You think about dueling banjos, it's a very similar thing, just like a concert version of it. It's not just one song. It's kind of like extended. And very talented people. Very talented. So coming up, we're already looking at September, y'all.
Yeah,
we're already there.
Wild.
August, what happened to you? September, wonderful craft show coming up.
Yeah, Saturday, September 2nd. So the Labor Day weekend is the Lake Arrowhead. I would say it's an arts and craft show. There's over 100 displays of unique and quality merchandise inside and outside of the clubhouse. Food, beverages, and my favorite, the great Bloody Mary bar.
Yes, yes. That has to be brought up. We have to. We don't want to bury the lead here. We don't.
Right.
In all seriousness, every one of these shows that we have where we're talking about vendors and we're able to support vendors, as these summer days end and wrap up, some vendors this is their last days. These are the last opportunities for them to make, funds in that. We are championing that, and we want to support our local vendors. This is a great opportunity to. We know how much of a craft area we have in the central Wisconsin. People love their crafts. It's a great opportunity to not only do that, but getting birthdays out of the way. I know that's something I like to do. My mother will only accept gifts from like craft stores and things. So while her birthday's next month, I got her gift like months ago, just to get this, like, I got that one taken care of, that kind of thing. It's a great opportunity for that. We love knickknacks. You're picking that kind of thing up, and so many other things. You don't know unless you go check it out. Yeah. Check out the Lake Arrowhead Craft Shows going on Saturday, September 2nd. Free Harvest Fair coming up.
Yeah, I just wanted to give a plug to the Historic Point Bass organization. They're located in Nakusa, just have some really unique celebrations and activities going on. So this is just to celebrate the joy of fall with a fun-filled event that promises to leave your taste buds tingling. They'll have delicious fall fare with traditional harvest activities like apple cider pressing, corn shelling. They're going to be making sauerkraut, and then there's going to be sales of, of different types of produce.
Some of our favorite people to talk to, the gang over at Historic Point Bass. Mike Hittner joins us at least once a month. And honestly, I could talk to Mike for days. Days I could talk to that man. I love talking with him. They are keeping history alive. They are doing some important work over there where so much of our history can get lost in the shuffle when it comes to things that isn't in textbooks or maybe all over social media or online or something for you. There's certain things you got to put your hands in the dirt. You got to be involved in. You got to get over there and check it out and see it and experience it for yourself. Smell that area. Feel that area. It is history. It is our history, our Midwest collective history. And if you're a local, it's your personal history. I would take pride in that. And here's an opportunity not only to take that in, but to help them keep doing that great work over there, supporting these events and certainly volunteering if you can. Could always use some younger young blood over there at the store, Point Boss, as Mike likes to remind us and everything. We don't want to be making Mike do this in his hundreds, you know, and stuff. So let's get some young people over there and support what they're doing. HistoricPointBoss.com. You can find out more information. HistoricPointBoss.com. Thanks for taking the time to do that, you guys. Yeah. Thank you for doing that. Yeah. That's really cool. Coming up on September 13th, another great event.
Yes, the Rome Garden Club will be hosting their monthly meeting. They normally have them at the Rome Library or Leicester Public Library of Rome. This month's meeting is focused on collecting seeds, saving them, winter sowing, and recognizing when those seeds are ready to collect or be planted in the spring. So as we're kind of reaching the end of harvest season, we want to kind of plan ahead to the next one.
It's we know how many gardeners and how many different people we have that like to get their hands in the dirt around here. This is a nice event to be able to do that and put some planning. One thing I've learned, because I don't know it, I have like a black thumb. I know nothing about gardening. But I have learned from talking with a number of people that we have on the show here, this is a planning thing. This is something where you get these seeds and it helps you plan this out a little bit better, or it's something to look forward to even as we're wrapping up here. And some of this stuff you can plant. So find out more.
Yeah.
Check it out. Campfire Cooking Workshop at Historic Point Bass. It's one of my favorite events that they do. It's a really cool idea and a really good fundraiser.
Yeah, this is a really unique event happening Saturday, September 16th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The workshop, it really focuses on cooking methods and foods used by our ancestors. It's conducted by volunteer staff with assistance from others who have experience in this type of cooking.
It's a one. They don't have a ton of fundraisers over there. They don't have a ton of opportunities to do this kind of stuff. So that alone, I hope, gets people's attention and makes them want to come. But something like this too, they oftentimes will have like different foods, you know, that you don't find everywhere. There's some of our best chefs and cookers working on this. You've got also a great community event that. One of the things I've noticed being on the board at the Family Center, I love the events we do and I like the things that are going on. But one of the things that means so much to me is seeing people that I didn't know. Oh, you back what we're doing. Oh, you support what we're doing here. This is a very similar thing with Historic Point Bass, where you show up at these events and you're saying, another like-minded person, another person who's trying to keep history alive, or another person who likes trying these different kinds of foods or anything. It's a fun event. Be sure to show up for that Saturday, September 16th, Campfire Cooking Workshop at Historic Point Bass. I want to get to some other happenings, if you don't mind. And then if we have some time, I'd love to get into the Free Culinary Foundation certificates that's available. Let's start with what's happening. What else is going on in the Rome area?
Yeah,
The avocados opening?
The big news is that avocados opened a location in Rome. I think they opened last Monday.
I thought it was last Monday. That's what I think that's what it was.
So very new. They do have a location outside of Rapids. So it's the same food, same mm-hmm. menu, a lot of the same staff. I've already been there. Mm-hmm. The food is wonderful. Service is wonderful. So come and support Avocado's location in Rome.
Yeah. Great to have a lot of these businesses, and I'm noticing this more and more, because I think we saw this with the Plover area. When that area blew up, you saw more and more businesses, whether it was in Plover or on the way to Plover. And I'm telling you, and you guys know this better than I do, Sand Valley starts blowing up over there, and what have we been seeing? We've been seeing little by little more and more businesses in the Rome area or on the way to Nacusa or this kind of path. Mm-hmm. You're seeing this growing in this building, this area, doing it stronger and stronger all the time. That's impressive to me. Not a lot of small communities, not a lot of rural towns can say that. When we combine forces with Rapids, Nacusa, Rome, Port Edwards, all of this, we're that much stronger, and we're seeing the evidence of that, so much to so that we're, like you see, in Plover, the Portage area growing and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a coincidence that when we work together, when we do these things, all of our areas grow. A rising tide raises all boats. It's true. And we're seeing that with so many of these things kind of happening. It's great to see Avocado's opening. That's really cool. And it's a great restaurant, good people, all that. Honestly, whatever business you said, I'd be saying this, because that's so cool to see. And as somebody, and you guys know this better than I do in most ways, as a transplant, I have an opportunity to really take these things in and see them from a third perspective. But as locals, I can't imagine what it means. I can't imagine how good it feels to see your community. You know this area is great. You've known it your whole lives. Other people are finally picking up on that. Other people are finally coming in on and joining the team. Like, you know what? I want my business over here. These are good people.
Yeah.
And they support local businesses. They want to work with local businesses. That's where I want to open my shop. It's not a coincidence. It all comes together. It all adds up. Great opportunity here with earn a free Culinary Foundation certificate.
Yeah. So, I mean, kind of piggybacking off what you just said, all the growth that's going on, we recognize, you know, workforce is somewhat of a challenge this day and age. And just as part of our workforce development initiatives, Visit Rome is offering 100% paid tuition at Mid-State Technical College, a couple of different avenues. The first one being a free Culinary Foundation certificate that would include tuition, books. We even help with transportation. It's a 10-credit certification, so just one fall semester. Classes start August 21st, so pretty quick, but there is still time if mm-hmm. you or anyone interested is looking for a shift in career or just beginning to start a career.
As a side note, this is my last day, everybody. I'm doing this. Like, this is too good of an opportunity. It's too good of an opportunity. I saw this, and I literally had to do a double take, because I love it, and it made my heart sing reading this. But then I'm like, well, wait a minute. Am I reading that right? Did I get this right? Did I get it? No,
right.
It's actually, this is the actual thing. This is,
yeah.
How did this come about?
We started it last year with a grant from the state, the ARPA funds. Just recognizing there is a need for chefs, kitchen staff, prep staff in the Rome area with all the growth. So,
and a shout out to you guys, a shout out to Mid-State working together on this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been a great partnership.
Yeah, and with multiple things, not just this event, this particular thing, but this thing is pretty big. So much of the holdback for people, and Mid-State and us have talked about this before. Sometimes the holdup for people to take a class or whatever it might be is, I don't want to have to pay. Student debt and these kind of things. It's not just, it's covering everything, covering the books, covering this. Like, there's really no excuse. If you have ever had an interest in getting into the food industry, this is the most golden opportunity you've ever had.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool. I love radio. I love my job. I'm thinking about it. I got to think about this. It's a good opportunity.
Yeah.
We do have 15 individuals signed up for the certification
already.
There is room for more. If anyone out there, again, is looking for a shift or beginning a career.
Lisa, is there any requirements that people should know about this going into it? Any kind of anything that they should know before applying or that?
No, there is no strings attached. You don't have to be obligated to work in Rome. You don't have to pay it back for any reason. So it really is just a golden opportunity.
Yeah. You take this class too, and the hope and the thought is you stay local. You keep Correct. Your skills and your talents in state and mid-state, visit Rome, understand the return on investment with this, that there is you are investing in our community. You are investing in our youth. That's a local nonprofit doing that, everybody. Like, that's pretty dang cool. And we need more individuals to be doing that, to be seeing these kind of opportunities. Appreciate that you guys do. Mid-State did. That is really cool. I don't really think about this. Maybe I have to look at my resume. I have to look at my other. Anything else we wanted to make sure to touch on before we wrap up? We got a couple of minutes left.
I guess we could just talk about fall, some of our really cool fall events coming up. I'll let Jillian. We have a cool Halloween. Some Halloween plans, our big party in the town center, and then our new scarecrow walk. I'll let Jillian touch on those things.
Scarecrow walk. What is this? It's my old nickname, Scarecrow. But you just call me Scarecrow. So I got my interest here and everything.
So through the entire month of October at the Lester Public Library of Rome, I believe Friends of the Library are putting on this event. They will be having kind of a scarecrow contest.
Cool.
And they'll have scarecrows lined up along the back. Awesome. So you kind of walk among your scarecrows.
Yeah.
It is still a little bit in the planning stages, so I don't have all the information just yet, but should turn out to be a really fun event, not only for the people putting it on, but just people to walk by, see scarecrows.
Yeah.
Hopefully they're not too scary, but
anything else about with events going on in fall air time?
Yeah, and then October 28th, I believe, is the kids' Halloween party in the Rome Town Center. That's put on by the Rome Makers, and it's a really nice gathering of a lot of Rome's local businesses, clubs, organizations, just coming together and having a lot of Halloween fun, not only at their booths, but with all these kids. Like, kids can go around and trick-or-treat to each booth. There will be a photo booth, so families can take pictures together.
It's a really a good time, a fun time. And I think nowadays, when you're a family looking for a safe environment to take the kids for Halloween that you know you can feel good doing and everything, this is that event. This is one of those great events for that. When I was a kid living in Rome, my sister and I, the year before, we got to trick-or-treat, and we went through my Aunt Nay's apartment complex. And we got to go like every apartment door and like getting candy and that. We came to Rome and there were three houses. Three houses. So we were so like sad, but my Nana Papa kept telling us, just wait. And then we go to this. And man, did we make out like bandits. Whoa, we did good. And it was so cool too. I don't know if they still do it this way, but you kind of went around in a circle.
Yeah.
And that, so as you were walking around, you saw other kids' costumes. And as an adult getting to do this, I can't tell you how much fun it is to just watch the pageantry of it.
Mm-hmm.
I forget, and I think a lot of us do, as how proud you are of your costume when you're a little kid.
Yes.
And how this puffed out chest you are and everything. Yeah. It's so cool to see. It's such a fun time. The candy's great. The environment, running into people you may not get to see all the time, it's good. But there's something about these kids and seeing them so happy and in a safe, fun environment getting to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good one, too. I certainly encourage people to check out the website, visitromewi.com. You can find out more about all this and other great things going on in the area. Because while there is so much we cover and talk about, there's still more there.
Yeah.
There's stuff that we don't even get a chance to cover going on in Rome, whether we're talking about a local business like a restaurant or a mini golf area, little things like that.
Right.
There is so much to take in the Rome area. Check out some of the most beautiful parts of Wisconsin in Rome. Thank you both so much for the time.
Yeah,
thank you, James.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. Again, visit romewi.com is the website. Check it out. That's where they can reach you guys if they have further questions or anything like that. Best where to send them. Visit romewi.com. We'll talk to you guys next month. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.